Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Last week saw public transport usage in Auckland reach a seven-year high on accounts of high fuel prices across the country. While high usage bodes well for public transport, the network is facing difficulties around overcrowding. In addition, Auckland Transport is pushing for central government support to lower fares, which ministers have rejected. Auckland Council has also conducted a review into its resource management consenting processes and found multiple spots for improvement. And central government has announced dog control law reforms, which Auckland Council has welcomed given its extensive existing operations in animal control. To discuss each of these issues, News Director Castor spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson.
We saw a seven-year high in public transport usage last week amidst rising fuel prices. The government's argument around the prices for public transport is that they're not going to offer support because people are willing to pay the current prices. What do you make of that argument, and could the government be helping out more with the in the public transport side of things around the fuel crisis?
Oh, yeah, look, in my opinion, the government could absolutely be helping out more. Public transport is a very easy way. It's a very easy lever to pull to help people's cost of living issues. We put in a $50 fare cap, and that's gone really, really well. And we've seen huge patronage uplift, even in the last few weeks for Auckland. So we're ready, and we have more capacity. So we need to reach more families and more people. So, yeah, I would say lower the fare cap would be a great start.
Yeah, and we've seen, even though obviously it's great that there's lots of people using public transport, we've also seen crowding on some buses through main centres and on some of the key routes, with people maybe not being able to get on the bus because of how crowded it is. Is Auckland Transport / Council looking into solutions to this, and what might those look like?
Oh, 100%. So just yesterday I asked Auckland Transport on the Council committee meeting if they have confidence that we can handle a spike in demand, and they absolutely can. So they'll be looking, I think, at things like more routes, sort of frequency, things like that. There's levers that we can pull to help. So, yeah, make sure if you do get that sort of crowding, please let us know so that we can adjust the systems accordingly.
Yeah, and moving on to the resource consent review, we saw that come through recently. What are the findings of this review, and what does it sort of make of council's resource consent processes?
Yeah, so that went through the Value for Money Committee, and I think there's a general frustration with aspects of resource consenting, and it's not just an Auckland issue, I think it's a New Zealand-wide issue. We have chronic sort of staff shortages, and the staff that we do have working really hard, working overtime to get it done. But we get delays, and that can be a huge issue, especially in a housing crisis. So we've got to see what we can do to make it efficient, you know, obviously as cheap as possible as well. So, yeah, there's plenty of work to do in that space. But kind of watch the space because the review is ongoing.
Yeah, and are there any changes that the council is looking into making right now based on the results?
Yeah, not just at the moment. I think they've got to look, they've got to really analyse those results first. But, yeah, things like trying to up staffing levels or something like that, I think would be a really good idea. That's just my personal opinion. But yeah, because the backlogs can be really tough for people.
Yeah, and what are the practical impacts of changing resource consents, especially for someone who maybe hasn't interacted with the consent process, hasn't felt the need to apply for a resource consent, maybe a young person living in the city? What are the practical impacts of these changes happening?
Yeah, totally. You can sort of look at our housing crisis and our inability to build the supply that we need for housing, and then you can work backwards and look at, you know, what are the problems? What are those kind of roadblocks that we have for supplying those houses? And one of those things is a resource consenting process that can be slow, it can be costly, you know, and can be really tough to navigate for people as well. So anything that we can do to fix that problem, I think, is a good thing.
Yeah, and lastly, I wanted to talk about the Dog Control Act reform. We're seeing this change come through at a national government level, but currently, what does Auckland Council do in terms of dog control, and why is this act, I guess, something that Auckland Council is happy to hear about?
Oh, we're delighted to hear about that. The Dog Control Act, you've got to be careful with it because it's an antique. It was passed 30 years ago, and now we've got huge issues in our city around dog attacks and menacing dogs. I just got to take my hat off to our dog control staff. They do a fantastic job, some of the hardest work in the city that they do, and they do it extremely well. So we're very happy to see the reforms, and we hope that we can be in a situation where we can crack down on those dog attacks and we can take a bit more of a zero-tolerance approach, in my opinion.
And council currently spends a good sum on dog control. Will this change enable council to maybe shift some funds away and move things around as the law becomes, I guess, more targeted?
It could, and that will be a debate for another day for my colleagues, because personally I wouldn't want us to be shifting any resources away from a very successful service. In fact, I'd rather us move resources toward it so that we can really get to the heart of the problem. Because, you know, we're having children attacked on the streets in some of these places, and it's really tough. So, the more we can do, the better. I'm just about to use Auckland's fantastic public transport network here, so give me a second.
Well, that's all I've got prepared as well. If you want to just speak briefly to the public transport usage that you're doing right now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I'm just jumping on my number 13 bus heading to the city for work. It's a fantastic service. So I tell you what, it's completely full, which is a really great sign for the city. And, I'd encourage everybody to use it. If you haven't tried it, give it a good old crack, because it's a hell of a lot better than the memories of a lot of people in the city.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to News Director Castor about public transport usage amidst the fuel crisis, resource consent changes, and dog control law reform.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.